Hey everyone, today is a follow-up to the Easter giving opportunity we told you about a couple of weeks ago. As we explained, we were going to give 50% of any of our offering that came in on Easter weekend to local businesses or churches or families in need. And we really were going to be, we were praying about what God was going to designate that money to. We knew that He was going to show us where it should go. So we began praying about what that would look like. And as the days went on, we actually decided as a staff, maybe we should give 100% of this money away. And I gotta tell you, at Genesis Metro, you know, we do believe in generosity. We believe that when something comes to you, when obviously it's from God, you should really go with it because He's moving and working. Little did we know what He was gonna be doing that week. But as we prayed about it, we decided to give all the money. We just asked God to show us where it should go. So one family in particular was going to be in need that week, and they didn't even know what situation they were going to find themselves in. On the Wednesday after Easter, I got a phone call mid-morning, and it was to tell me that one of my dear friends who is here at Genesis Metro, that her house had caught fire the night before, and their family maybe had lost everything. So I called her immediately, of course, and my heart sunk as it would. Panic sets in for your friend, and you start asking, is everyone okay? Did you all get out? Do you need anything? Of course they need everything. What happened was that they lost the whole upstairs. A fire started in a closet upstairs, and the boys, their kids, lost all of their belongings. And everything downstairs is smoke and water damaged, and so there's just an immense mountain to climb now that they're sitting in. That was 3 days after we announced that we wanted to give and bless to people in our community that are standing in need during this season. And God just directed us to where that should go. I gotta tell you, watching people walk through tragedies, you know, Tim and I sit in this seat where we do watch people walk through hard times of life and great times of life. And what never ceases to amaze me is the stories that God writes are always more mind-blowing than anything we could come up with. And so, of course, He already knew that this family was gonna lose pretty much everything that week. And their church was going to need to step up and step in and do something about it. So He positioned us and positioned them where we needed to be aligned in kingdom purposes. So it's been amazing to watch this family. You're going to hear about them in just a few moments. And not only that Easter giving opportunity, but you know, the DNA of Genesis Metro Church really is all about people. A couple of years ago, if you have been here in the last couple of years, you've heard us talk about the Hope House. The Hope House is a home that the church purchased in order to be a place for people to land in a season of life where they just needed a break for a minute, whether it be single moms or a family in need. We didn't know exactly how God was going to use it, but we knew that we felt led to do that and help a particular family that year. And now the Hope House is empty, it's been vacated, and it's waiting. Just waiting for the next opportunity, the next story that God is gonna write. So by the time you watch this video, this family that lost everything in their fire and is gonna be able to get some of this Easter money is also going to have moved into the Hope House and be able to find some rest there while their home is being restored. That is how our God works. He writes stories we can't come up with. He puts it to pen, He writes it on our hearts, He moves the pieces around, and He places you in just the right position at the right time to bring His purposes about. Watch this with us.
What has been your guys' experience so far about people reaching out and things like that?
It's a little overwhelming, actually. Like, people you don't even know or maybe never spoke to. like, there's just people you don't know, like the generosity of people that you know are probably in a hard time themselves because of work or the virus. And so knowing that they're reaching into their pockets or even just a meal just to say, we're thinking of you, we don't know you, but we're praying for you, like, it goes up really, it just means a lot.
One of the things that we were talking about was whenever we were doing the Hope House, you were the ones that jumped in, and you were like, yeah. And you had actually had something on your wall.
Yeah.
Do you remember what that said?
It was wanting to help others, like to serve others, especially like business-wise. It's not something we get to do a lot. So at the time, you know, the company I was with, it was wanting to serve others, like take the business into serving others and blessing other people. Like that was just my goal. It's not often sometimes in like title business you get to really do that and find a way to give back.
So when this opportunity arose, I was talking with Carrie and I was like, do you think it's even crossed her mind that you sowed a seed to help and to give and to be generous, and a year and a half later, that seed has grown into an opportunity that's gonna help your family?
Yeah, no, I would have never. You never imagine, or we always think it'll never happen to us, or we'll never be in that position to need help or to, and it's hard. It's hard to ask for help.
Sure.
So it's been humbling, you know, to say, hey,
we're in trouble.
We're sinking fast. And, but I never imagined, like.
I just think that sometimes we don't even realize that the things we're doing today are going to be things that God brings around into a full circle. And, you know, so it's great. And I know the people of Genesis Metro, they just want to help always. And so, you know, the heart of Genesis Metro was to give some of the offering away. Originally it was 50% and we decided to give 100%. And so just on top of all the blessings that we can give, and we're going to have a list of items that are still needed. But in addition to that, we'd like to give you guys $5,000 just to cover all the costs that are, you know, that aren't covered. You know, just to do something that can help. And so we just want to say that we love you guys, and you know, your church is here for you.
I want to say thank you so much. Last week our offering was right at around $20,000, and we are going to be giving that away to several families in need and to some church plants. So we can't wait to bring that follow-up footage to you. We were going to give 50% of our offering, but after we prayed about it and considered it, we're going to just go ahead and give 100% away. And some people might say, well, why would you do that? Well, because in the kingdom, we don't operate from a scarcity mentality. We believe that God's the provider. And so I think that we wanted to demonstrate that by sowing these seeds that you guys have sown into us. We want to sow those back out into our community and to the kingdom.
For our Easter services, we told our church that we wanted to take up an offering, and then we wanted to disperse it to families in need and churches that we could help with the kingdom. And we originally were wanting to give 50% of our offering away, but then after we prayed about it, we were like, no, let's just give it all away. And so a portion of that, we felt like number one church that we wanted to help out was Connect Church. And
oh
so
my goodness.
We want to give you guys $10,000.
Oh my
and
God.
If it'll help during this time, that's what we would like to do. And on behalf of Genesis Metro, this is our gift to you guys.
Thank you, God.
I didn't know if you'd need it or could use it.
Well, yeah.
See, she's good here. She's fine for me. I'll do it later. Wow. Thank you all so much.
We love you.
This means, like, y'all are already great. We rock your t-shirts around.
We just people think we go to Genesis. One of the girls loved it this summer, yes, right? Yes.
Thank you guys so much. Yeah. This means... Yeah. The world to us. I mean, this is literally an answered prayer.
Well,
literally an answered
awesome.
Prayer.
Awesome. You know, I love it.
Our people, you know, they love you guys, and you guys mean a lot to us and the things that you've brought to our church. And it was just a little over a year and 3 months ago that you were preaching about outrageous generosity. And so, full circle moment.
It really is.
COVID hit at the most inconvenient time. It's at the eve of the summer, which historically is tough months for most churches. So you got the spring and that's your last stretch before you go into, you know, the valley. And we've survived many valleys, but nothing could have prepared us for COVID. And when every month is by faith, you know, we don't have a reserve, we don't have paid staff, I'm not even on staff, you know, we work 9 to 5s and we, you know, run businesses and things of that nature so that we can serve freely without really being a restraint for the ministry. And this has been the year for me to make an intentional move to actually go full time. So, you know, I made that announcement at the beginning of the year and then COVID hits mid-February into March and I'm thinking, I don't know what you're up to up there, but you obviously got this whole thing figured out. And so it's been really tough. We've had to have very tough conversations. When I say tough conversation, it's tough conversations with our landlord. We don't own our building. So, you know, immediately when COVID hit, there was an email that went out that said, hey, I know y'all can't have church, but, you know, we need you to honor your agreement. We will work with you as best as you can. Now, I will say that we have been in a favorable position because we've received favor on every end and every angle. So he's been well to work with, but we understand he has liabilities and responsibilities. So his arrangement was, we're gonna give you half off April, May, and June, apply for the stimulus package, and then when they send you that, send me what they send you and we'll be good. Well, we had all of these ideas of what was coming down the pike, and then you read the fine print. It says, oh, you got to have staff and paid staff, and most of our people, if all of our people, are contract, and so you can't really seek out help from that means. So it just became difficult. And so fast forward to yesterday, I'm gonna let her kick in from yesterday. I just think your today's timing was it had to be nobody but God.
We've been looking at the budget every week and giving has been down. And so while people are still logging in online, they're not hitting that give button. You know, and so giving has been down.
They're watching and forgetting. That's what's I think they want to give, they're just forgetting to give. That's what's happening.
Is that what's happening?
Absolutely. Okay.
And so giving has been down. And so he's like, dear, it's like really down, like 70% down. And so he says, got a call from the landlord and we're just gonna have to write him an email and be honest. Mm-hmm. We wanna be good stewards, you know, more than anything. We wanna honor our obligations, but we're in a tight spot. Mm-hmm. And he says, I'm just gonna have to let him know, you know, this is what we can do and this is what we can't do. And that might mean we have to hand over the keys.
This was just yesterday.
And I said, you know, well, we're gonna pray about it before we write that email, because God is faithful and this is God's church. Mm-hmm. And so we were praying about how to write that and still remain in integrity and what to tell our folks if we had to say, hey, once this is over, we don't have a place to worship, a physical building. And as much as you want to try to spin it and make it cute, you know, the truth would have been we just didn't have it and we had to give the keys back. And I know, you know, you guys know as being pastors, it's not just a building. It's where your kids come together to learn about Jesus. It's where you meet family. It's the hugs. It's looking in somebody's face. And so it's more than just walking into the door. For some people, it's the only community they have. And so that was tough for us to have to say, we might have to come to this reality that the doors of Connect Church might be closing.
My family, you know, we have spent the first few years of our ministry where we were financially supporting that ministry, and we made a decision about 2 years ago that we were done with depleting our personal account to fund what God has called us to do. That we had to really move to a place where this would be by faith. And so we made that decision. And so every single month we're praying and saying, God, if you don't do it, it won't get done. So I started today really in intentional prayer. and praying those scriptures of provision. And then literally a few hours later, I get a text from you, not knowing really what you were up to, because you're 10, so I really did not know what you were up to. I thought maybe you were gonna make me go out and fish or something. I didn't know what you were up to. So then we, you know, fast forward, move some things around, and you guys walk up to my door talking about you wanted to be a blessing to our church and hand us a $10,000 check. It's almost near the amount, if not right at the amount, of what the landlord is saying we would have to make up the difference for over the next 3 months. And so, it's not just the exact amount, it's a little bit over. That's the kind of God that we serve. He doesn't just give you just enough, he gives you more than enough. And y'all are just blown. Now, she's cried for me. I'll cry in prayer a little bit later tonight or in the morning, just overwhelmed with God's gratitude, because I know this was a God moment, and to get a chance to experience what real ministry looks like, and for a church like Genesis Metro to reach out like at a church like mine, it means the world to me, and it lets me know that we, you know, we're doing something right, that we really are being heard. Many years where we've given many years of sowing into the community and not getting anything back, and then the year that we need the help, God shows up. And that's the power of a seed. It shows up right when you need it to come through.
It's not giving out of your abundance. It's giving because that's just what we do. You know, I always go back to a scripture that says, "So God so loved the world that he gave." Mm-hmm. And I find that if you're giving out of a spirit of generosity, giving out of a sense of love, giving out of knowing that it's not that we're trying to pay God for anything, but that we're trying to make sure that we give back, that we give a gift, that we pay it forward. I said this earlier that you guys are being the hands and feet of Jesus. We don't know that when we're sowing into kingdom, when we're sowing into a ministry, and then they turn and bless somebody with shoes, bless somebody with school supplies, bless somebody with a meal, that's us showing up as Christ in that moment. And so often when things hit and stuff gets tough, we have the tendency to start hoarding, to start hiding things under a rock, to start burying our treasure. And we pull back not just on our financial giving, but our time and our talents as well. We go into these little cocoons, and I just refuse to let the enemy scare me into being stingy, scare me into pulling back on what it is that I know God has deposited me to share with somebody else. He doesn't get to, you know, take that away from me. We are givers because we believe that it's more blessed to give than to receive. We believe that when we give, we get it back. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. We give because God gave first. Mm-hmm. And so I just believe, you know, wholeheartedly in what you said. It's not about even so much how much you give, but it's the faith in which you give it. It's the heart in which you give it. I don't believe that if you don't give, you're cursed and all that kind of stuff. But I believe when you give in faith that God is obligated to move on your seed. And we've lived by our seed for so many years.
I can't even. We've been homeless. We've had to live with people. We've been jobless. When you see seed, we're the product of that seed, and we have lived our lives through. We teach our children that you know, we want you to see the value of what it means to really give and trust God.
Yeah.
And something I led with even within our church, that this pandemic would not be my excuse for not honoring God.
Yeah.
You know, you guys, Genesis Metro, I want you, when you have a chance, I want you to look in the scripture. When I came and preached on generosity, I talked about how Paul was challenging the offering so that the weak church was where they were raising resources to help those that were in need. This is a direct representation of what Paul was actually communicating, that this church now, who says we are in a position to bless, we're still involved in the pandemic, but the stress and the tension may not be as greater as it is for someone who may not be where we are.
Yeah.
And this right here, I just believe that God is going to do something supernatural not going to, he's already done it. You guys are just waiting to experience what was already done 2020 years ago. And so I just happen to believe that supernatural provision is on Genesis Metro, whatever tension with building projects, whatever it is, all that goes away because of what has taken place here. It's will they trust me when it's really not convenient to do so? When we could really be using these seeds and gifts for permits, for maybe creating some favor or an open door, but instead we're gonna open the door for somebody else. And I just happen to believe, and I just, by my discernment, I just believe that this is the game changer for Genesis Metro.
I want you guys to know something. In the ministry, you know, you don't, it's a thing where your time is consumed with your people. You know, we just don't have a lot of time that we get to do what we're doing right here. But it's good for the soul. And I knew when we left Frisco today and we were coming down here, I had no idea what he was going to talk about. I had no idea about this building. I had no idea. But I knew what he was going to say was what we needed to hear. So it's like a weird thing where you give a blessing, but you're getting a blessing. And so, you know, what you just said for us, I guarantee every person in this room needed to hear that. And the people that are watching online, I'm assuming that are struggling, that are going through the difficulties, like the family that we through video just saw. I mean, there's people that are hurting far worse than we can imagine. And that little bit of hope, maybe today, maybe this, is that hope that they needed. So we just want to say thank you.
No, thank you guys. Thank you guys.